Welcome to this podcast where we will be discussing HPE Superdome Flex, and in particular, its modular, scalable architecture. I'm delighted to be joined by Mike Woodacre, who's a distinguished technologist at HPE, who's been instrumental in the design of Superdome Flex. Welcome, Mike.
Thank you.
So we're going to just cover a few points and how they relate to customers and partners, and just to understand this product and how what its main characteristics are and how it might be different from some other products. So Mike, my first point is every x86 server vendor has brought out a range of servers based on the latest Intel Xeon Scalable processor family, often known by its codename Skylake. And we've seen from Intel that they've had very good results in shipping Skylake. It's been well accepted by customers. Isn't HPE Superdome Flex just another standard implementation of this architecture?
So with the Superdome Flex, there's a number of advantages we have over the typical x86 server approach. You know, and a key advantage, and it's kind of given away in the name, is the flexibility and especially around the scalability. You know, this flexibility for growth, whether it's anticipated in the business needs or unanticipated, you know, business unexpectedly grows, or you want to take on a new challenge in looking at your data, analyzing data, you're not limited to the capabilities in the standard Intel reference designs that cover the 2 to 8 socket space. And this is especially important as data volumes grow and you get beyond that sweet spot that Intel's designed around 2-socket servers. So with our approach, as you know, we have a 4-socket building block, you know, so a single chassis with 4 sockets. And then what we can do is we can combine these chassis together to form in a single rack. We could have up to 32 sockets. To 8 of those chassis, but the key is that they all operate as one single system. And the flexibility also means that you don't necessarily have to start out running those all scale up. You could actually run those 8 systems independently to start with. And we, for instance, in SAP HANA space, we have customers looking to evolve their deployments who are taking that approach. Another real key item is that we provide, you know, solutions for the mission-critical environment. So at HPE, we've got decades of heritage in building systems from a reliability, RAS point of view, security management perspective. You know, they're all aimed at that mission-critical environment needs and minimizing system interruptions. And so, overall, I'd summarize by saying that, you know, we all know how much data is growing and how the ability to process that is continues to be a challenge. And so it's really important to have an architecture that can scale to meet those demands over time and not needing to have a forklift upgrade. So I like to think this architecture helps CIOs sleep a little easier at night, knowing that as they invest in an architecture like this, you know, they've got that room to grow without replacing, you know, the system.
Cool. Good. Thank you for that. So obviously it's not just a standard server. It's using industry standard components, but it's developing it even further. So another point I'd like to make is, you know, larger, more scalable servers often don't have such a good price performance as smaller ones. How does Superdome Flex stack up in that area?
So that's always a great question. And so over the years, there have been various approaches to how you build a scalable server, you know, with scale-up technologies. And, you know, certainly in the past, that was a, you know, a lot of the approaches would build in sort of a lot of fixed cost up front. And so this is one of the ongoing sort of generational focuses we have, is to always drive down costs each generation. So, and, you know, as I previously mentioned, a key element is this 4-socket building block we have. So the four socket building block is pretty nice, pretty accessible to people because it's not, you know, it's not too big, so it keeps that entry price point down. And otherwise, if it's too big, then perhaps you're not fully utilizing that resource day one. But equally, you don't want to make it too small, because then as you do want to scale it, the scaling small elements becomes a burden in terms of infrastructure. So it's trying to find that sweet spot for the technology. So we think we found that with the four socket building block. You know, we've also maximized taking advantage of all of the features of the Intel processor. So I guess, first of all, you know, just mentioning that using an industry standard x86 Intel processor compared to, you know, some of the RISC processors, for instance, and, you know, that's a large piece of the cost element of the system. So having an industry standard drives the cost down. And then once you pick your processor, you want to maximize all of the things it can do. So for example, within that four socket building block, each of the processors has the full 12 DIMM slots, so you can maximize the amount of memory you deploy. We also make use of all 192 PCIe Gen 3 lanes that come out of those four processors. So there's a lot of I/O expansion. And again, that's using industry standard PCIe cards for I/O, whether they're half height, full height, double wide. We can use lots of industry standard I/O expansion, again, keeping costs down. And then the Intel Xeon processor family has a wide range of SKUs, you know, from, you know, very low end to very high end. And so we've designed the Superdome Flex to accommodate what Intel refers to as platinum SKUs and gold SKUs. So the platinum SKUs, those are the, you know, go up to the very top of the performance capability of the stack. So the maximum core count, you know, being a key example of the, you know, the top bin platinum SKUs. But obviously those come, you know, at a price premium. So one of the things we did is not only support platinum, but add gold CPU support. So the gold CPUs, you know, give some price performance advantages for certain workflows over platinum. And so, and particularly in the eight socket space, you know, I mentioned earlier, Intel's reference architecture you can deploy an eight socket space in a glueless architecture, but that requires use of the platinum processors. The way that we build the Superdome Flex with a node controller chipset, we can actually deploy gold CPUs even in that eight socket space, all the way up to 32 sockets could all be covered by gold CPUs. And then we also take advantage of that sort of difference in price performance between gold and platinum in terms of memory footprint. So for example, today 64 gigabyte DIMMs are kind of the sweet spot in terms of buying memory capacity. The 128 gigabyte DIMMs are considerably more expensive per byte of storage. And actually, that technology also comes with some performance downsides too compared to the 64 gigabyte DIMMs. So it actually turns out, you know, for a given memory footprint, we can deploy systems effectively with twice as many gold sockets, twice as many 64 gigabyte DIMMs as you would need if you were using platinum processors with 128 gigabyte DIMMs. And it's actually lower cost. So we can use our ability to scale to give you memory capacity at lower cost. And by the way, the fact that the DIMMs are connected to twice as many sockets, you're actually getting twice as much memory bandwidth, the ability to process that data. So there's a performance optimization to be done as well in deploying large memory by scaling sockets. So we think overall, you know, we've got a whole number of ways customers can dial up configurations to really optimize, you know, price performance for their needs.
Wow, that sounds good. So it's kind of a win-win. You've got very good capacity and scaling, but also some good cost optimization, which is always important to customers and partners. Great, thanks for that. Now, scale-out architectures are quite common for web serving and many other applications, but Supernode Flex is kind of a scale-up architecture. When and why would you use scale-up, and what advantages are there with this particular HPE solution?
So the world is very diverse, lots of different needs, and there's good reasons for both scale-up and scale-out architectures, depending on your workflow needs. Focusing in on the places where scale-up shines, a key example I would give is in-memory databases, classic example being SAP HANA. And this is where you want all of your data in memory in a single address space. And so you can do both transactional processing and analytics on the same platform in near real time. You're getting access to all of the data in memory, simple load store from the processor to get access to data anywhere within that scale-up architecture. So that real-time processing, or near real-time processing, however you think of it, that lets you understand how your business is operating today, not how it was looking last week or last month. And so this is a key value for customers so they can optimize their business processes. So if you were trying to deploy large databases in a scale-out fashion, you've got to split that data across many nodes. You have to add in networking I/O infrastructure, which can create bottlenecks. Because you kind of have to decide how to split that data, and then the network communications to keep all that data synchronized, can become a performance limiting factor. And again, getting to the sort of real time analytic needs, this is really having that single system image, all of data in one memory, that's what enables that fast processing. And customers, we find also like the fact they're actually managing fewer nodes. You sort of have less data center sprawl of many nodes and the reduced complexity that comes along with that. And you can really optimize the resources you deploy. So it's, I mentioned previously, we have flexibility in a number of dimensions to how we shape a system deployment. And so you can provision what resources you need for your workflow today, and then you only need to grow that resource as your workload grows. So you don't need to over provision resources up front, just in case there's a need. You can avoid that. Just right size your resource in a single system, and get that real time low latency access to that data.
Cool. So there's quite a few advantages to this platform. Okay, we've got a couple of more to cover before we finish. You mentioned that HPE extend the excellent industry standard capabilities of the Intel Xeon that everyone else uses. How does HPE do this, and what are the advantages to clients?
So Intel, with their design, is really focus on optimizing for two socket nodes. They can scale to four and potentially beyond four, but then what happens is the resources that Intel use on their interconnect, their UPI interconnect between the processors, those resources start to struggle to scale. And so that's why we use what we call node controller technology. And this lets us basically expand the single address space, which I'd mentioned in that last answer, that's key to getting access to data in a large memory. So we can scale that access beyond where Intel's UPI interconnect is designed. But again, we do this incrementally with this four socket building block. So you connect these building blocks together, with our node controller forming a fabric between these different chassis, and we use industry standard 100 gigabit cabling and actually multiple sort of planes of that cabling to provide a very high performance, highly resilient, scalable backplane that's formed out of those cables. And we take sort of opportunity to add additional value, through this technology. So one example being, at that 8-socket space, if you look at the way with 3 UPI links per processor, in the Gluvis space, the bisection bandwidth between those 8 sockets is somewhat constrained. And so, whereas with the Superdome Flex, we have enough interconnect bandwidth through our node controller fabric to keep up pretty close with the native UPI bandwidth between processors. And so it's really important because that sort of bisection bandwidth, if you cut any system at its narrowest point in terms of interconnect, that defines the bisection. And so often, especially in database where you're having a lot of all-to-all transactions, you're moving, getting access to data across a large memory, that interconnect can become a bottleneck. And then another thing we do is we also reduce the pressure on the UPI network by filtering out coherence traffic. So again, when you've got these systems with, say, 8 processors, there's a certain amount of coherence chatter going on in that fabric to keep memory synchronized, the contents of memory, so every processor sees the latest value that anyone's updated. So in a glueless system, that coherence chatter often gets broadcast to all of the CPUs. So that kind of adds some noise into the system. With our node controller, we can filter out using our Snoop filtering, our directory capability, we can filter out that coherence chatter to, again, let the processors focus on computing and accessing memory and reducing the overhead of maintaining the memory coherence. Another key piece is that as we scale up the system, say up to 8 chassis in a single rack, no matter whether you're going from the bottom chassis to the chassis sitting above it, you have a single interconnect link between those chassis. And obviously that adds some latency, but you have the same, you have basically direct connections from all between all 8 chassis. So it's what we call an all-to-all interconnect. So this is very helpful for people like SAP optimizing software, because no matter if they're going to the next sort of physically adjacent chassis in a rack or from top to bottom in the rack, the additional latency going through the node controller fabric is essentially the same. So this makes it easier to scale software. So with our system interconnect, we've also driven out about 25% of the latency, and we're also, in terms of moving user data around, we're about 50% higher in delivered performance. So, we've put a lot of effort into keeping that system balance between the local processor advantages over, between generations, and then as you go between processes across our scale-up fabric. So, this is what we're seeing, some really nice performance results.
That's good. So the clients are going to get the best bang for the buck with this technology, which is great. And finally, Mike, what assurances could you give clients who are considering moving off a Unix platform such as IBM Power or any other platform that they've been perfectly happy up until now with? How can you assure them that Superdome Flex has the extreme modular scalability, reliability and availability that they're looking for their critical applications and databases?
So the team that's building the Superdome Flex has many years of engineering experience, from previous designs in that proprietary Unix world. So, we've got people who understand that environment, from top to bottom. And so what we've done over time, and again, goes back to the earlier question on price, what we want to do is leverage technologies from the industry where it makes sense. So for example, with Intel's x86 being pretty much a standard processor, delivering great price performance. But then what we do is we obviously work closely with Intel and with our design team to basically enhance key areas for customer value, so the reliability of the platform. So we go beyond the standard Intel reference code that supports the platform. And we also, in our chipset, add additional capabilities to improve the reliability. One item in that chipset would be the fact in our fabric, we have a support for adaptive routing and for dealing with failed links. So you can literally go up to one of these systems, pull one of the fabric cables out, and it keeps running. So there's a lot of capability in the base platform we deploy. And so we want to make sure that we focus our resources on where we can make a difference. And so another piece of that is the management of the system. So we have basically in each chassis, there's a management controller, and then all of the chassis then combine through our rack management controller that information. So we're looking at how the overall system is operating in real time to make proactive decisions on maintaining system uptime. We also apply a firmware-first architecture. So again, we can, if there is an issue that arises that the processors detect, our firmware will jump in and use that knowledge through our management network of what's going on in the system, so we can take the appropriate actions. And the fact that it's firmware first means we can do that regardless of the operating system that's sitting on top. So whether you're running Linux or Windows or VMware, that firmware first approach lets us get in and maintain the uptime of the platform. And then, on top of that, we also have ServiceGuard, which is our high availability solution, so we can deal with failing over from one system to another if that's a desired property a customer wants to see. And just at the very highest level, we've got our Point Next services organization to help customers through that transition from a proprietary Unix platform to an industry standard platform, lowering CapEx and OpEx along the way. And Point Next are very happy to work with customers to provide examples of customers who have already made that transition. And so that can be helpful to make people more comfortable with going through that transition.
Wow, thanks, Mike. That's a very comprehensive set of capabilities, and congratulations on having all of those built into this HPE Superdome Flex product, at the same time focusing on cost as well. So that's really good. And just as a note, when we talk about reliability, there is going to be a future podcast which will focus specifically on reliability, which is of course important to every customer, but in particular those who are choosing to come from Unix onto an industry standard base. So Mike, thank you once again, and really appreciate it. I'm sure that our clients will value all the things that have been in this product. Thank you.